Our first reading from Scripture comes from the Psalms. On this Earth Sunday, hear these words of majesty and beauty. By awesome deeds you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. By your strength you establish the mountains. You are girded with might. You silence the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and the evening shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflows. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy.
Our next reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 4a. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was complete chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day.
And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
And God said, Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day.
And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humans in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. On the sixth day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created.
I'd like the children to come forward. Oh, come on up. Have a seat. Good morning. Good morning, yeah. It's good. So, do you see these beautiful flowers? Do you see these beautiful flowers? Do you think if I open this package, those beautiful flowers will be inside? No? What do you mean? What? There's seeds? You mean, I thought all I had to do... You've got a what? You have to plant them? Plant the packet? No? Open it? You put this... Okay, I'm going to open it like you said. You sure I should? Let's open this. Okay... Oh my, come look. What are these things?
Seeds.
Are they big?
No.
No? What size do you think they are?
They're small.
They're medium? They're teeny. They're teeny medium seeds. Yeah, now, okay, so I've got these. What do? Eat them?
No.
No? You make a hole?
In the soil, then you put
water on it.
You put water on it?
No.
No?
No. You plant it first, then you cover it.
Okay. Is she telling me the truth?
Yes.
Yes?
Then you wait.
And then you what? You wait. You wait and you wait. Okay.
3 weeks.
You wait for 3 weeks. Okay. That's very good. Wait a minute. It says on the back, well, you're pretty close. Yeah, you're pretty good because, yeah, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks and these seeds will turn into
flowers.
You have a strawberry patch? Okay. Wow. So here's the thing. Now, somebody said water. Who said water? You said water. So it takes water. What else does it take?
Sun,
soil, time, and rain. I think that's pretty good. I think you know your plants. Yeah, and it needs some air. Yeah, we all need some air. I think you're absolutely right, Carolyn. And they need worms. Really?
And you have to take out the weeds.
And you have to take out the weeds. Okay.
Weeds will not make them grow.
Weeds will not make them grow. How do you know so much about this? It's like, you know more than I do. This is wonderful. Now, how can you... have you ever planted seeds?
I have. I have.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a little garden. Yeah. So let me tell you about... Well, here's the thing that I do want to know. Who makes these seeds grow? God. You can have all the water in the world, you can have all the sunshine in the world, but there's something about these seeds that is connected to God. Isn't that cool? Because God gave us the seeds. Yeah. Yeah. Now, let me tell you another thing about the earth. What do you know about taking care of it? Yes. You got to take lots of care of it? Carolyn?
You don't litter.
Do you pour bad stuff on the ground?
No.
You don't do that. You put it in the trash can. We are called, we've been created to take care of the earth. and to plant seeds.
We're called earthlings.
We're called earthlings. That's true. That is profound. We are earthlings. Yes, and there are other people out in space, but we're the earthlings. And this is our planet, and we are asked to take care of it. Isn't that cool? So, on this Earth Day, I want you to remember that God created everything. The sun, the rain, the dirt, the earthlings. Yes, the earthlings, the animals. It's all God's. And we've been asked to help take care of it. So are you willing to do that? Yeah? Okay. All right. So why don't we do a little prayer together? Okay. Now, do you all want to hold hands? No? Okay. It's okay. We don't have to. Let's pray, and then we're going to end with the Lord's Prayer, okay? Dear God, we thank you for seeds. We thank you for sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the dirt. And we thank you that we can help take care of the world just like you want us to. Amen. So let's say the Lord's Prayer together, okay? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want one more thing from you. I want you to say it as loud as you can. Happy Earth Sunday. Ready?
Happy Earth Sunday.
Thank you so much.